you for joining me on another edition of Voices from the Road, a road-tested living production. I'm your host, Tom Captain Kirk. This week, I've got a special guest, Lindsay Lawler, country music performer, radio host, as well as the spokesperson and advocate for the TCA's Highway Angel program. We were able to sit down for a conversation here about a week, 2 weeks ago, and just covered a whole bunch of areas, both about her career, but about the trucking industry as well. So sit back and enjoy this conversation between a couple of friends that were just having a good time and having some fun. And you may even find out how the title of her latest album, Two Peaches, Six Cookies, got its title. I'd like to thank my friends from Tough Tested for their generous support of both this podcast as well as RoadTestedLiving.com. Without them, and without friends like Lindsay Lawler, doing what I do would be a lot more difficult, if not impossible. So my thanks to all of them for their support. Now just a few words from our sponsors, and we can get into this great interview with Lindsay.
Hi, this is Tom Buskey with your Tough Tested Tech Tip of the Day. So there's a lot of talk about waterproof and dustproof in electronics products, and I'm here to talk a little bit about IP ratings. IP rating on a product stands for ingress protection, and it's usually designated in two numbers or an X and a number. What the two numbers mean is if it's an IP rated 5.4, the 5 would describe the level of protection from solid objects, dust, fingers, trucks. The higher the number, the smaller the particulate that the rating can guard against. And the second number in the IP rating tells you about the level of protection from liquids, water, sweat, condensation. And again, the higher the level of the second number, the greater the protection against water droplets getting into the electronics of the product. The very high water ratings are also applied to products that are fully submersible. So that's a little bit about IP ratings, as you will see them on many electronics products. Thank you very much.
It's working. Yay.
Yay.
So anyway, thank you for joining me today, Lindsay. I really do appreciate it.
Well, thank you for including me.
It really is a pleasure to you. For those of you who don't know, this is Lindsay Lawler. She's a country music star, radio personality, and advocate for the trucking industry. So welcome to the show today, Lindsay.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I always appreciate your support.
Go on.
It's been so good.
It really is a pleasure having you on. Let's start off with, you and I basically last talked officially at GAPS last year. So what have you been doing since then?
Oh, so much. Since then, that was actually kind of our kickoff to our tour. But I'm out on a truck stop tour right now that's hosted by TA Petro, Travel Centers of America, and sponsored by Schneider Trucking, Wholesale Truck and Finance, and Epic View, which is a DirecTV company. And they are also the sponsor of the Highway Angel program. So we're out promoting Highway Angel, of course, and my new record, and doing a truck stop tour that will last through the end of October. And I'm also out on a radio tour. We had a new single that came out, and we just finished up CMA Fest here in Nashville, and we broadcast live the whole week during that. And so, yeah, things are busy but good.
Well, that's good to hear. Why don't you tell, for those who don't know, a little bit about what the Highway Angel program is?
Sure. I'm a spokesperson for Highway Angel, which is the Truckload Carriers Association. It's their nonprofit program that recognizes truck drivers who have performed extraordinary acts out on the road. So anything from changing a tire to delivering a baby to saving a life. And there's some, as we know, extraordinary stories out there of these drivers, these men and women who are our eyes and ears out on the road, and stories that we think are the norm, not the exception to the rule. So it's a great program, and you know, I hope just to continue to bring awareness to it and to share these drivers' stories and just to be a friend to these drivers out on the road. So it's pretty neat. We wrote a song a couple of years ago called Highway Angel, for obvious reasons, and it's kind of become their anthem.
I know that's a song that I really do like and appreciate, and you and I believe it's Chris Roberts co-wrote it, did a wonderful job on it. So thank you and Chris very much for that.
Thanks. We love singing it. Every time, you know, I don't get to sing it all the time, but every time we perform it, it feels powerful, and I think it speaks to drivers. I hope so. So I forget what a powerful song it is until we do it, and then I'm like, man, I really like this song.
You should make that a closer for your shows. But hey, that's a whole other conversation for another day. but actually, for those who are not overly familiar with Lindsay and her career, I'll make sure more additional links get posted on my site. Also, there is an article that I wrote of our interview for Gap that's posted up there from last year as well. I'll make sure we put up some links to both Highway Angel, I Drive, and a couple of your other songs. And I guess this is probably a good point to kind of switch over into I Drive. Why don't you tell us a little bit of that song and your participation with that, because I believe that kind of couples into your Truck Stop tour as well.
It does, and I actually have some exciting news about that, which I haven't shared yet. But so we wrote I Drive for T.A. Petro's Citizen Driver Program, which is just in its second year. But it's such a cool program as well, because it recognizes drivers of the same caliber of Highway Angel, but it recognizes drivers who are, their lives are just consistent with awesomeness, essentially. They do several nominees a year, and then they have five recipients of this award each year. And those truck drivers get a truck stop of their choice named after them, which, I mean, I think is probably the ultimate award for a truck driver, to have their home away from home named after them, is pretty cool. So it would, you know, forever be their name. So the Lindsay Lawler TA in Nashville or whatever. So it's pretty cool. And it's just the caliber of these people and what they do on a daily basis. They're volunteers, they're active in their community or their church, or, you know, and they're just amazing people, as well as having awesome driving records and, you know, well-respected with their trucking company and et cetera. So it's a great program. I know T.A. Petro, they stand firmly behind it, and they are really supportive of it. So we wrote the song I Drive, and it's another fun, powerful song to sing. And we just got confirmation that because we haven't put it out yet, but it's going to be, I'm going to add it to my record as a bonus track, and it will be available. My record now will be available in all the TA Petros across the country. So that's pretty exciting. It will have I Drive on it. That'll be the only place you can get it. And we're really excited about that.
That is exciting. I'm going to guess, is that six peaches, two cookies?
That is correct. Two peaches, six. It's two peaches, six cookies.
Okay. Man, that's embarrassing when I get the title wrong. But thank you for correcting me on that.
That's okay. But, it's a strange title, so.
Well, actually, I do have a question, because when you kind of look at the songs that are on, and I listen to that album pretty frequently, how does that title kind of work with the songs? Because I've never been able to figure that out.
Well, you wouldn't be able to, because it's definitely random. So I went to college in Oklahoma, and right when I graduated, I graduated early, actually, but then stayed in Oklahoma and was in a band and lived with my grandparents for a little bit, who I was very close with. And every Monday night was meatloaf night, every Tuesday night was fried chicken night, et cetera, et cetera. But after dinner, every night, 7 days a week, my grandfather had to have two peaches from the Del Monte can and six cookies, the little small famous Amos ones, and he had to have it in this specific little pewter dish. And if my grandmother, Alice, brought out, if it was five cookies in the dish or if it was seven cookies, he'd say, Alice, I said six cookies. So that became the title of my record for whatever reason. I like it because it sounds kitschy and fun, and it actually sounds mildly sexual in a way, but it's not. It's about my grandfather. And so, yeah, it's just fun and a little fun tribute to him.
That really is, because that's one of the things that's also kind of impressed me is you always seem to find ways. This term is often overused or misused in family values, but if you really look at a lot of what you do, that is kind of what you're about. You're about the family and the brotherhood of trucking. You also talk about how you want to see the general public and families understand more about what drivers do. And I think also that goes the other way. Drivers kind of understand what's going on in general society today, because some drivers may not have families or the same type of relationships that everybody else does. You can maybe see their families on a regular basis. So at least my understanding of your truck stop tour is, number one, to provide a great concert experience to drivers who may not get the opportunity normally, but also to kind of bring the general community and drivers together to try to promote an understanding with each other.
That's nail on the head, absolutely.
Just a quick credit here. I got that from my previous interview with Lindsay, so all credit for the previous comments goes to her.
Oh, well, good. Well, then I said it right.
I kind of cheated and looked over my notes from our previous interview real quick, so that kind of helped me a little bit. So thank you, Lindsay, for making me look good. I appreciate it. But seriously, you do a great job promoting and representing the industry, and I even know there's several drivers who are not necessarily the biggest country music fan really do seem to resonate with I Drive and a few of your other songs. So, I mean, that does speak a large volume, to the power of that. And actually, if I'm not mistaken, I believe I was the first one to post I Drive on YouTube.
I think you were. You were the first one to hear it outside of, performing it at Matt's.
And that's actually where I recorded it from. So, and thank you very much for agreeing to allow me to post it, because I know when you asked, I'm going, oh, man, she's going to look at it and hate the copy, and it's going to say, please don't put it up there for whatever reason. And then as soon as you said, oh, I love it, go ahead and do it, I was like, oh, thank you, Lord.
Well, I'm excited to get it out and let it be heard. So.
And it really is like I said, is a great song, and you do a great job on that. And I think the other question I really want to ask is, you have coined a term that, once again, is kind of random, Countryhana.
Countryhana, yes.
Could you explain to everybody, including me, what that is again?
Sure. So. Well, I am a big fan of Rihanna, the pop star, which I know country music fans love to hear that. But I'm a big fan of Rihanna, and before we made this last record, I was thinking, what revs me up when in the car when I'm driving or whatever, and I love listening to Rihanna. So I figured, but yet obviously I'm a country artist. I'm a big Reed fan as well. So I figured we coined the term Countryhana, which is what my record, the new sound is. It's beat driven kind of club music, but it's got a lot of fiddle and banjo and steel on it. So you can dance to it, but it's still got a twang. And that's Countryhana.
It really is, and it's one of these things. I can't tell you how many times I've listened to it, and it's a case where it's like every. I keep telling people, I just, I like this record. I like the music. I just can't figure out how to classify it, because it is a unique sound. And every now and then, I'll be sitting in a truck stop or someplace on a radio, and I'll either hear one of your songs or maybe an artist that's doing something similar. I'm going, that's the Lindsay Lohler sound. And it's such a distinctive sound and rhythm, and from somebody who played a lot of music in high school and things like that, it just like musically catches my interest, because I used to be a French horn player back in the day, so I like a lot of that big band jazz sound, and I have a lot of the rhythms or the rhythm patterns in many ways of going back way into the big band era day with a modern twist, with a country twang, and it really is kind of it's just a really fascinating way that you put it together. So, from a musical side, it gets my attention. Thank you.
Yay. Well, that's the goal, so I'm glad it worked.
It really did. So, I know you're busy today and you only had a few minutes, but the other thing I know you're also kind of an advocate for is driver health. And we've talked a little bit in the past about, how difficult it is both for drivers and for people like you who travel on the road a lot. Do you have one quick tip that you would just like to share in terms of health with people?
Oh, wow. It's really hard with the bad food options being more prevalent than the good food options. It's hard to stay healthy on the road. And, I mean, I'm, I, it, for the most part, I'm just an advocate of everything in moderation. I mean, I don't deprive myself of things I want because that's what makes me happy. So, but you know, everything in moderation. And if you're gonna eat at Wendy's and have the cheeseburger, don't do the fries. Or you know, it's just little things. And you start my one thing that I've really found that helps me is to think of healthy things to add to your diet as opposed to thinking about things you have to take away. So as you start adding more and more of the good stuff, the, you know, fruits and vegetables or, you know, just the, and taking vitamins, and which is so important, as you start adding things, you don't realize that some of the bad choices just kind of fall off on their own. So, and it doesn't feel so much like you're having to deprive yourself, if that makes sense. So
it really does.
You know, think of the positive things you can add, and the negative will kind of slowly fall off without you even realizing it. So that's kind of how I try to maintain.
And I agree with that a lot. And actually, I've got two more quick questions if you have time.
Sure.
The first question, or the first thing is you mentioned briefly about your new song that is going to be hitting the radio. What is it, and where people can kind of find out about it, and what can they do to maybe let their local radio stations know about it if they discover they're not playing it?
Yeah, well, so our new single is called Goodbye Go, and it just came out 2 weeks ago, and it's just starting to add to radio, so you can't necessarily just call your random station yet, but we will have, as we see, we're up to, I'm not even sure how many ads yet, but we will have in the coming weeks, we'll put a map up online and on Facebook so you can see where it's playing closest to you and then be able to call in and request it. I'm excited about it. It's a really fun, it's number 4 on the record, called Goodbye Go, and it's just a fun, great to drive to, it's great to dance to, it's great to sit out on the boat on the lake this summer too, or whatever it is you do, but it's just kind of a fun throwback. It says turn the radio on, turn the radio up, and let the goodbye go. It's just a you know, let your hair down and relax kind of song. So I'm excited about it. It's fun, and we hope the song will take us through the fall and have a good life. So I hope you guys love it. You can go download it on iTunes now. And, yeah, you can find it on LindsayLawler.com, iTunes, and CD Baby, et cetera. So, and it'll be on the record that will be out in the TA Petro starting, I believe, next month. So that's another
Well,
go get it.
And actually, that's a good question. Is when will the record be hitting TA Petro?
I believe next month. I don't have an out date yet, but they just put the order in yesterday. So within the coming weeks, I'd say by mid-July, you should be able to find it.
Right, and just in case this does not get out for some reason until early July, we'll make it very clear. We're recording this in June of 2015, so if you're kind of, you know, if you listen to this in July or a later month, you know, you'll go, wait, it's already in the stores, or I can't find it, what's going on? You'll kind of realize when this is being recorded, and I'll give a little bit of context. And then the last thing, Lindsay, I'm going to ask you to put on your Highway Angel spokesman here and hat for a second, and if you could just, you know, leave a message that you would like everybody to kind of realize about truckers, because I know you hear a lot of their stories, you get an appreciation for it. If there's one thing you could share to people in general that you really think they should take away about trucking and the trucking industry, or maybe a better way to phrase it, what's the one thing you've learned about truck drivers and the trucking industry that surprised you the most?
I don't know if it's necessarily, you know, a surprise or not, but I feel like the message that I'd always want to say to drivers is that you're not forgotten, and America, and we as non-drivers need to realize and respect and remember that this country doesn't operate without the trucking industry. We would fall apart if we didn't have truck drivers, and I think that gets forgotten a lot. And so I wave to every truck driver I can out on the road, and you know, I love when you look up and you wave and you get a big smile from a driver, because I've had drivers tell me sometimes that's their only point of contact, sometimes all day. So I know that means a lot to them, and I hope motorists can remember that and just know that they're doing a job that is benefiting us and benefiting all of America. So we need to respect that and remember how loved our drivers are and how much we need them. So, yeah.
Well, in closing, the one other thing I'll have to say to his drivers, remember, if you see this great big orange van going down the road pulling a trailer, that's probably Lindsay Lawler, so, like, wave and honk if it's safe to do so. Obviously, give her a little bit of room.
I love when people honk at us on the road. It's literally, I'm like a little kid when that happens. So that's my favorite thing.
So we'll see what we can do about getting you some more honks now. Seeing as this probably won't be coming out until July, do you have any tour dates that are coming up in July and August that you'd like to promote?
Yeah, you can go to truckstoptour.com, and that has all of our dates, even though dates are being added all the time. But we'll be July 10th. We will be at Walcott at the world's largest truck stop. We're playing out there that night with the Josh Abbott Band, who I love. They're a great Texas country band. So we'll be there Friday night of Walcott, and July 24th we'll be at the, I think it's a Petro. I'm not sure if it's a TA or a Petro. I'm sorry, but in Racine, Virginia, and they're
That's
doing
the Petro exit 205 off of I-81.
There you go. So they're doing a big sidewalk sale and have a bunch of things going on that day, and they'll have food and drink provided. We'll be performing. That's a beautiful truck stop. I mean, I love you can see the mountains in the backdrop. It's pretty cool up there. So those are, I know, coming up in July. Our August, September, and October start to get really busy, which is awesome. I will be at GATS. I know I'll be there in the Schneider booth, and we're working on trying to put together a parking lot concert. So we'll know if that's going to happen here in the coming weeks. All the dates are on truckstoptour.com as well as my website. So can stay connected there, and please go like my Facebook page and follow me on Twitter, because that is where that's obviously the most up to date day by day. So,
well, I guess those are probably the last most important question to ask. How can people find you, Lindsay?
LindsayLawler.com, LAWLER, and it's Lindsay with an AY. So that connects you to all my social media. I'm on Facebook. It's /LindsayLawlerFans. On Twitter, it's /LindsayLawler, and on Instagram, it's LindsayLawlerMusic. So Google LindsayLawler, and you should find all the social media.
And that's one thing I really would like to point out real quick, too, is something that really has impressed me about Lindsay is she's very responsive to people. I mean, she's only met me a couple of times, but if I send her a message on Facebook or Twitter, I mean, she's pretty quick about responding, because, you know, I consider myself an ordinary driver, you know, nobody extremely special, yet she gives me just the same amount of attention that she would, quote-unquote, somebody who's much more famous than myself. So that's something I really appreciate, is how down to earth you are and how accessible you are to the general public, where, you know, you don't have to go through 30 layers of publicists to hopefully, maybe on a good day, you get to see our message. So I really do appreciate the personal touch.
Well, of course, I'm wildly aware of the fact that I have a career because of people like you and people who want to reach out. So I would never ignore that. I think you're pretty special, just as I think everyone's pretty special, Tom. So
I agree. I'm pretty special, and I have a few friends who think I need a white coat to go along with that special, the hug me jacket to go along with that. But that's a conversation for a totally different day. But if you don't mind, I am going to give you the offer. If we can get that, if we do get the Gats concert. Wow. Let's try this again in English, Tom. If we can get the Gats concert set, I would love to have you back on briefly just to talk a little bit about that sometime before the concert in August, if you're available.
Absolutely. I would love that.
But thank you so much for your time, Lindsay. It's really appreciated. And once again, thanks for all you do. And if there's anything, you know, that I can ever do with the podcast, you know, to help you out or some of your causes, because you are extremely active in charity work, you know, just let me know and we'll do the best we can for you.
Thank you. I appreciate all your support and promotion, and likewise, anything you need from me, let me know. Thanks for getting my music and my story out there.
Hey, that works, and it really is some fun music and a fun story. And actually, when was the Racine, Virginia date again?
July 24th.
There is a slim chance I might be able to, if I get on my hands and knees and beg my dispatcher, there's a slim chance I might be able to make that concert. So I will see what I can do for you.
Awesome. I would love that. I hope that works out.
I sure hope it does, too, because every time I'm close to being able to get to one of your concerts, something always seems to go wrong, so I can't do it. So hopefully I'll be able to make that one. That would be a lot of fun. But once again, Lindsay, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. I will talk to you soon, and hopefully see you soon.
That helps too. And actually, one last thing, I am going to promote something on Lindsay on, but she doesn't even know I'm going to do this, so she may give me that glare over the phone. Lindsay's also an accomplished cook, and if you go to roadtestedliving.com, you can there's a link there. It'll take you to the ATBS site where you can download the free Rolling Kitchen Cookbook, and in there is a recipe creation of Lindsay Lawler's for the world's best ranch chili. So. Oh, taco soup, excuse me, I said that wrong.
Taco soup, which is so good.
So if you're looking for a recipe, and it's actually pretty healthy, with her permission, I did make some suggestions on how to make it a little bit more truck-friendly, but it wasn't too bad to begin with. So, I mean, it really is a great recipe, and thank you for sharing that. And so, see, not only can she sing people, I mean, she's an accomplished businesswoman and a chef. So what more could you ask for? You have a very lucky husband.
Well, you tell him that.
Hey, if I see him at gas, I'll be sure and tell him that for you.
Okay, so. Sounds good.
You have a wonderful day, Lindsay, and thank you so much for your time.
You too, Tom. Take care.